This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Meeting of ruling coalition's task force taking place today. Kanchanpur sees high risks of dengue, shortage of testing kit and heavy fighting as Ukraine seeks to retake Russian held region. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the task force formed by the ruling coalition parties to allocate seats for the upcoming elections is being held today. Today's meeting of the task force will finalize the allocation of seats for the House of Representatives and provincial assembly elections that are going to be held on November 20. Efforts are being made to distribute the seats between the ruling coalition parties for 165 seats in the House of Representatives and 330 seats in the provincial assembly, but it has not been finalized even after 3 weeks of rigorous discussions. Suspended Chief Justice Cholinder Samsir Rana is in Singhadarbar to record his statement before the Impeachment Recommendation Committee under the House of Representatives. He reached the meeting hall of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee in Singhadarbar to record his statement before the Parliamentary Committee. The meeting of the committee is underway. This is the first time that a Chief Justice is giving his statement before a Parliamentary Committee. Two women were killed when lightning struck a group of women celebrating Tees at Guraul Gorahi sub-metropolitan city 12 last night. Deputy Superintendent and spokesperson for the District Police Office Dang Rajan Gautam said 12 women have been injured in the incident that occurred when the women were dancing in Tees celebration outside and two among them are in a serious condition. Gautam said additional information on the incident is not available yet due to a problem with telephone connection in the incident site. Kanchanpur district has witnessed increasing risks of a dengue virus outbreak. According to district health office, high risk is looming large in the district with the detection of mosquito larvae that can transmit dengue virus. As said, 4 out of 20 tested were diagnosed with dengue in Dodhara Chadani municipality last week. Chief of Municipality Health Section Jay Bahadur Mohara informed that 4 India returnees were detected with dengue. The office sources said despite the rise in the cases, the health facilities have come across a shortage of testing kits. Medical Superintendent of Mahakali Province Hospital Dr. Arjun Bhatta said number of patients of malaria and dengue has increased in the hospital of late. Two-way traffic along the Narayanagarh-Moglin Road has resumed following the clearance of the road that was obstructed by a landslide today morning. A landslide blocked the road at Kerabari of Bharatpur Metropolitan City 29 today morning. Deputy Superintendent of Police Narhari Adhikari said following this, stock traffics have headed to their destinations. Similarly, the Pokhara-Baglun Road section along the Mid-Hill Highway has been obstructed due to incessant rain since Tuesday evening. Landslide that occurred at Modi Rural Municipality 5, Bazung Biafali in Parvat had disrupted the road since last night. District Traffic Police Office Chief Suman Nure said as boulders are rolling down on the road along with torrential rain, it was difficult to remove the debris and resume traffic operation. Likewise, a similar problem has emerged in Modi Khet when boulders block the road. Police say the boulders obstructing vehicular movement would be removed to bring back the road traffic. Due to road blockage, several vehicles bound to different destinations from Parbat, Baglung, Myagdi and Mustang are being stranded on the road. According to police administration, the disrupted road would be brought into reoperation this afternoon. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Mikhail Gorbachev, the former Soviet leader who brought the Cold War to a peaceful end, has died age 91. Gorbachev, who took power in 1985, opened up the Soviet Union to the world and introduced a set of reforms at home. But he was unable to prevent the slow collapse of the Soviet Union from which modern Russia emerged. Tributes have been paid worldwide, with UN Chief Antonio Guterres saying he changed the course of history. The hospital in Moscow where he died said he had been suffering from a long and serious illness. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed his deepest condolences following Gorbachev's death, his spokesman Dmitry Peskov said. Gorbachev became General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party and de facto leader of the country in 1985. Fierce battles have been reported as Ukraine tries to retake the Russian-occupied southern Kherson region, but military experts have told the BBC it won't happen quickly. Vitaly Kim said heavy fighting is continuing, our soldiers are working around the clock. Ukraine earlier said it had broken through Russia's first line of defense, but Russia said Ukrainian troops had been defeated during a failed attack. The defense Ministry in Moscow also said there had been heavy casualties among the Ukrainian forces, but the claims by both Ukraine and Russia have not been independently verified. Kherson became the first major Ukrainian city to fall into the Russian hands in the opening days of Moscow's invasion that began on 24th of February. Department of Justice officials say former U.S. President Donald Trump may have concealed documents during an FBI search of his property in June. In a court filing, the department said efforts were likely to be taken to obstruct the government's investigation. The Daily's agents were explicitly prohibited from searching a storage room at Trump's Mar-a-Lago mansion. The officials said all the records were likely concealed and removed from a storage room. The 54-page filing was released on Tuesday before a court hearing on Thursday. In it, Justice Department counterintelligence chief said the FBI were able to recover a number of classified documents that Trump's team had not handed over despite previous requests. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to continue at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Garnaki Province and Lumini Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country, and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumini Province, and at a few places of the remaining parts of the country. And chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of ruling coalition's task force taking place today. Kanchanpur sees high risks of dengue, shortage of testing kit and heavy fighting as Ukraine seeks to retake Russian held region. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.